Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Thank you. Mask with author is Terry E. Lyle, and that song is called Bad Love by RYX. I want to first say hi to all my listeners, north and south, east and west, and all my global listeners, the ones in the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, UK, Canada, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Portugal, St. Vincent and the Grenadine Islands. And I want everyone to know this show is for adults only, like I've heard before, grown folk radio, because, you know, you can say whatever your heart desires that you want to say, okay, because we don't deal with children. And if you know how we do it, this is the time to get rid of the kids, because we might pop off and say anything. But I want to say, first of all, we started something new, a new segment we're starting tonight. It's called Hot Topics. Everybody's doing it, you know, The View, The Talk, The Real, Wendy. So we're going to devote maybe 5 minutes just to Hot Topics. But I see that my co-host Mark is not on the line, and Chris just popped on at the last minute. He was starting to make me worried. So let me just say hi to my co-host Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, sorry about that. It's been a busy day. I had a showing for an aunt, so who passed away. So it's been a busy day. Sorry.
Oh, my condolences go out to you and your family. I'm so sorry, Chris. So let's just forget what I just said, because that's callous. I didn't know, or I didn't remember. But anyway, Chris, our special guest, Earth, she's also from Columbus, Ohio, because I was thinking that was you when her number popped up, because I saw the prefix, and she said, I heard this beautiful female voice. I said, oops, that can't be Chris. So I realized it was our guest. So real quick, my hot topic is very brief, and for anybody who watched those shows where you're fixing up properties, there's one called The Fixer Upper. My hot topics for today is that Chip and Joanna Gaines out of Waco, Texas, they are expecting their fifth child. So praise God today. I hope they have a happy and healthy birth. And Chris, you can give me your little hot topics, and then we'll get on with our guests.
All right, my hot topic is that if you're in New York, you can see Bette Midler and Hello Dolly, except on Sunday night on Sundays when Donna Murphy does it, there's been a break. So if you want to, just go to the Schubert Theater, in New York, and stand in line, or go to or just look up tickets online and get tickets for Bette Midler and Hello Dolly. She's doing it until August 25th, and then the show closes, and then next year Betty Buckley opens it on, takes it on the road for the national tour.
Oh, wonderful news. Great. It sounds like somebody has to change their battery, either in the alarm system or their smoke detector, because I recognize that voice when mine was going off. So if that beep is in your residence, when the show is over, you need to get you a battery and take care of that. But without further ado, I just want to welcome this phenomenal female, Earth Jallo, to the show. I don't even know if I pronounced it right, Jallo, because if it was Spanish, it would be Hallo. But I just call her Earth. So, Earth, Mother Earth, how you doing, darling?
Hey, Terry, you're so cute. Absolutely, you pronounced it right. It is Earth Ojallo. Absolutely. How are you? How is your co-host, Chris? Hey, Chris. Sorry about your loss.
Hello. Oh, thank you. Yeah, she passed away on the 9th. Today was just the she got cremated, but today was just the service. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, and it goes out as well to your family, you know, because those memories, I hope you hold them dear, because it's going to get you through the rough patches. Just don't forget, prayer changes things. And I just want to share a little bit about our guest to people who don't know. This lady, I don't know, like I said, man, I have 24 hours in a day. I think she got probably about 28, 29 because she does so many things. I don't know how she does this, but she runs a TV show. She put on plays. Man, she got her own production company, Down to Earth Productions.
Public Relations. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I keep saying
Down to Earth Public Relations.
Public Relations.
All, you know, everybody... Yeah, people do it from time to time. But the public relations company, I actually work with published authors.
Okay. Well, you need to be working
with me. See?
Okay.
You know, getting your book out there, marketing it, make sure it's in all the libraries. Absolutely. I'm a lover of words.
Oh, you're here. I think we lost Terry. I don't know what happened.
No.
Oh, there she is. All right.
I'm here. Y'all can't hear me?
Yeah,
we can
hear
you
now.
Yeah.
I always been here. but I was saying Chris, he can ask his question now, and I just got quiet so he can say.
Okay, I didn't hear you. Well, Jill, how long have you been doing? How long have you been doing it? How long have you been?
Chris, you're going in and out.
Huh?
Chris, you were going in and out. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I said, how long have you been? You said you helped authors get their books out. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing that since, like, 1998. My very first author was Joy Lynn M. Jossel, and now she's has probably about 50 books to her credit, and she's since moved to Vegas. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Moved to Vegas, she's just enjoying writing. I worked with a lot of authors, Kahari and Aharo, Joy Lynn. I mean, it's just a plethora. And I enjoy taking writers from, like, a lot of times they come to me and they have just their manuscripts. So the editing process and getting them, you know, published, determining whether they want to publish or whether they want to go the traditional route and go, you know, with a publishing house, has been very, very rewarding and interesting. I've met a lot of fantastic, wonderful people. Authors are amazing because that's a process that is, whoo, honey.
Yeah.
Terry can tell you all about that.
Well, that's the question I have for you. Suppose a person's already got the book out, it's published. What could your public relations company do for people like that and for people like me?
Well, for people like you and people who already have their book out, are the books in all of the libraries, number one? Because that's great residual and great publicity for the authors, is making sure that people have access to your title. Are your books in all of the mom-and-pop bookstores across the land, you know? Most people are not because they don't have that kind of time. Terry, you know that. Some people work, you know, 9-to-5s and whatnot, and they don't have time to make sure that, you know, make those calls and make sure that their book is on the shelf. That's what my company does. I make sure that your books are in the shelf. They're accessible to readers. And for people who write nonfiction or maybe like collegiate books, I put them on tours, and they go speaking engagements. That's what they like to do, and that's a great way to be in front of the public, get your book out there, is going on tours, going to colleges, going to schools, different universities, and making sure that your book, people know about your book.
Well, darling, you need to talk to me.
Absolutely. Speaking of the written word, the one thing that I'm doing right now is my book. I'm about 60,000 words in, Terry. That's why I say I have a whole new respect for people who write more than one title, because getting through it has been, you know, pretty challenging, especially if you're writing nonfiction. So I'm writing my personal story right now, but I'm telling it in a fiction sense because nobody really knows me, so you know, nobody wants to read an autobiography about me. However, I'm going to do a stage play. It's a one-woman play that I'm going to present here in Columbus, Ohio, at the Lincoln Theater come spring, and it's called Becoming Her. It's a journey. It's been a journey, and I just want to let people know, especially women, that the things that we go through, that you're not alone. We have a network, and we really need to use it and look after one another. And it's just, it's going to make you cry. It's going to make you laugh. I just want people to have a good time and be transparent and know that life is good. Everybody has bad things happen to them. Life happens to every single one of us. It's all about how you decide to react to it. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, it sounds like that's
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, like I said, you know, you got your hands full, and I'm going to put some more on your plate since you're hungry.
Wonderful. Feed me.
Yes, baby.
Feed me, yes.
My co-host, because he was looking forward to talking to you, Chris. Do you know what happened to Mark?
No, I haven't heard from him. I don't know. I don't know where he is.
Well, that was your co-host that when you interviewed me about 2 years ago. That was him, right, Mark? Am I right, Terry? I can't hear.
I can't hear either. I don't know what's going on. We're having issues. Sorry about that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
no.
Now we can. We can hear. Well,
yeah,
now
we can hear you now.
This is crazy. I'm just talking and everything, and y'all say we can't hear. Well, I'm gonna try to spit this out. Could you tell us about your television show?
Yes, absolutely. The television show is on an up. Well, it's arrived now. Bounce 23 television, and it's called Kahari Free at Last. We've been doing the show for the last 5 years. This is going into our sixth season come fall. And it's a weekly show every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we talk about issues. There's four panel members, and we talk about local issues. We talk about national issues. We deal with everything in the Black community, everything. And we put it out there. There's no holds barred, and we talk. We try to come up with some solutions, and the people seem to actually love the show. Like I said, going into the sixth season, so that's very exciting too. I did television before on a bigger scale, but coming back to it, it's like, wow, okay? People actually tune in to hear what you have to say. So you have to make sure that you really have something for them. You know, something to help people grow, something to help them to think. And I think that's what that show does.
Okay, that's why it's called Bounce. We're going to bounce.
Bounce 23 TV.
Bounce,
and if you have a Bounce 23.
Okay.
And the radio show, Terry, is still going on as well. It's terrestrial radio here in Columbus, Ohio, on 95.5. Every Sunday at 7 a.m.
Oh. Now,
and that's a
two-hour
show.
That's a two-hour show. Now, Earth Jello, I don't have Bounce TV, so how could I find your TV station? Your TV show. Can I find it on YouTube?
It should be on YouTube. You can also, if you have any of the, like, Spectrum or the cable providers, they carry it.
Okay. I have a DirecTV. I don't know if they carry it, but I'll definitely look it up.
I don't know if Direct carry. I'll look that up for you, though, and let you know.
All right.
Absolutely.
I was, you know, I live in Columbus, Ohio. I live in Black Lake, but I was raised and born in Columbus, Ohio, so I know exactly what you mean. I'm surprised I've never met you, but – Yeah.
I know. Yeah. We have to do lunch now.
Yeah.
We have to do
it. I don't
know
what's going on. Can y'all still hear me?
Now we can.
Man, because I've been talking and it's been fading in and out. But I was asked on Sunday, you're saying that you have a show on Extraterrestrial?
On Terrestrial Radio, yeah, 95.5 FM every Sunday
AM. Oh, I definitely want to listen to that before I go to church because I do believe that aliens are here, are coming back, because it's ludicrous to assume that we're the only.
Are you there, Chris?
I'm here. I don't know.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on with Terry.
It's
sorry
so weird
that.
Because I'm telling you, no, it's no worries. I'm telling you, every single time it's time for me to do like a radio show, it's always, most always, some kind of technical. I don't know if they are they watching me, Chris. I don't know. I just want to do good. I don't know. So yeah,
it's not supposed to go on. Can y'all hear me?
Now we can.
You're being censored, Earth, or something like that. I don't know.
Terry, yeah. I'm telling you.
Wow, girl.
Okay.
Maybe you're getting
girl,
a little too close when we talk about the ET thing. But look, let's take a break, and we'll be right back with Earth, and I hope that y'all be able to hear me when I come back. Stay with us.
Controversial, real, unparalleled. Authorist Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a she found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He would not leave you.
Collard greens and cornbread rice, chicken breast, oxtails, you ready, cause when you get through and hit right.
Come on!
Dr. West, count the money, come back and tell us what you raised.
We ain't gonna find another people.
I got some people there looking for some best. First, God got to get your praise.
Come on, y'all.
See, there's an old saying. When the praises go up, you get the blessing coming down. I got some people in the church, God Almighty, look at them, they mess around.
Help us.
Come on, come on.
Woo.
Hell no. Tell them no, no, no. Hell, tell them no. Hell, tell them no. Tell them no, no, no. Listen. I got people in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with the night prayer means all about can I get an amen.
Come on.
Early Sunday morning, about a quarter and a half past ten.
Yeah.
I got some people, they coming off the street, God Almighty, look at them, they strolling in.
They need help.
They land at the altar, they confess the sin, their sin.
Come on, wait.
Time to see them Monday morning, they doing the same thing again.
Hypocrite, hypocrite.
Hell no.
Come on.
Tell them no, no, no.
Talk
yeah,
on.
Tell them no. Hell, tell them no. Tell them no, no, no. Listen.
Talk, talk.
Got kids dropping out of school, talking about they don't want to learn. Yet they're standing on the corner, rolling blunts, talking about come on, let's turn.
Y'all better get back to school.
I got kids walking up and down the street, pants hanging down around their knees.
Pull them pants up.
Talk about that they're looking for a job. When I see them get a book, I say, please.
Talk to them, but
see, all they ever talk about, brag about who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Trying to see the copper with the rubber top. They drop the gun, they want to run.
Put them guns down.
Now the sheriff got them locked up. They're sitting in the county jail.
It's a shame.
I heard the mama, she was crying all night. She can't get no money for the bill.
Come on.
Now the man with the homeboy, cause they didn't put the money in the commissary.
His friend gone now.
He said, you in the jail, brother, man. You were sure headed for the cemetery.
Come on, wait.
See, there's an old saying that a hard head makes a soft behind.
Yeah.
Well, since you did your crime, don't do the time. Come on, come on.
Friends who will be traveling tonight on his way to North Carolina to do a show. So safe travels. Anybody hearing me?
Yeah,
now
I can hear you now.
This is crazy. Well, let me say this now while y'all can hear me. If there is more than a 10-second lag and you don't hear me saying something, there's something going on with my mic, and I'm going to need y'all to keep it talking because I do not know why all of a sudden tonight I'm not being heard. Now, what is really going on? If somebody's trying to censor this radio show or censor Earth or censor Chris, come on now. We're just doing a little radio.
All right, and I think we lost her again, Earth. I don't know.
Okay, we can keep going, Chris. You know, we can find some things to talk about.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
You know, another thing I do here in Columbus, Chris, is I work with adult women and teenage girls in and out of Columbus City Schools, as well as the women's prison up in Marysville. And so if anybody is looking for any mentorships or, you know, my classes consist of self-esteem building, self-awareness, cultural diversity, time spent, money spent, time management, things of that nature, everything to help young women reach their goals, be their best. You know, I'm all for that. So that's another thing that my company also offers.
Oh, that's awesome. And where can people find information about that? On your, do you have a website or something?
Yes, I do. It's DWN2PR.com. DownToEarthPublicRelations.com.
All right. And are you on? I know that you're, because I found you. But for people who don't know, are you on Twitter and Facebook?
Yes, and Facebook is Earth Ojallo, J-A-L-L-O-W, and my Twitter handle is the same. It's DWN to Earth, down to Earth. DWN, the number 2, E-A-R-T-H. Absolutely.
Right.
And I do respond pretty quickly, at least within 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah,
cool.
So if they send me a message, if they want to friend me, that's just fine. Please do. I love people.
Okay, I'm getting a message from Terry saying she's talking, but we can't hear her. And I don't know why we can't hear Terry. I don't know exactly what's going on. So, because we're not, you know, we're not in the same room. We're in different locations. You know what I mean? We're different states. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
well, we can always do this again. I'm open.
All right. Yeah.
You know?
Well, Terry books the guest. But I can, she can hear you.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but I would tell you this, Earth Joe, and maybe to put this out there, I mean, I'll put this out there, but when I looked you up on I think it was Facebook, I seen that you follow Black Central. Now, Black Central is my partner's, my business and my life partner's, his sister runs that Black Central.
Okay, so let me tell you about BlackCentral.com. I was in on that before it even launched, when it was just an idea in Sherry and Butch's head. And that has really taken off. Yeah.
Can y'all hear me now?
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hi,
Sherry. Okay, I'm fading in and out, and I don't know why. If you, like I said, if you don't hear nothing in 10 seconds, keep it going. But anyway, real quick, what is Black Central?
BlackCentral.com is a website, and it's out of Columbus, Ohio, but it's a national, international website at this point. And there's all kinds of information on there that you can go to, Terry, and just, articles and just information all over it. It's a great tool. It's a business connector.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. How long has that been? I think it's been up for maybe about four. Has it been 4 years yet?
I don't really know. I'd have to ask his sister. I don't really know.
It is a great tool. It's a great tool, and was created by great people. So and they take all types of writers. All you have to do is just submit your writing, they're really good about updating the website. It's very colorful. It's very informational.
Oh, yeah.
And it's blackcentral.com. Yeah. Go blackcentral.com.
Yeah.
Go blackcentral.
Go black.
Out when I get off of here. For people who don't understand, we do not have any.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I just want to put that out there. I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to put that out there because I just thought that was a good connection because I thought, well, yeah, you probably know Sherry Robinson, and I know her because that's Mark's sister. So that's like a little connection that me and you have. You know.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. We have to go to lunch.
Sounds good. Well, I got a question for you, Irv.
Yeah.
Growing up, what made you go in this direction of the media? I mean, of all the jobs you could have chosen as a young girl, were you into the English department curriculums a lot, and that why you branched off into this field?
I remember sitting in my English class in ninth grade. I was what they would call a nerd or whatever, but I had honors classes. And I remember sitting in my honors English class, and I was thinking, I want to be like the first black major publisher. You know, Vicki Strinker beat me to it, of course, with her street literature. Terry, I'm pretty sure that you're familiar with her and her Triple Crown label. And I've always been a lover of words. I've always written. That was the one thing. Poetry, I just like to really write down my thoughts. And I started doing poetry. I kind of like got pushed into it, and I, you know, from the writing portions of it. And in high school, I wrote a poem for a major production, and it was done and it was used. And from there, I said, oh, okay, well, maybe I can, you know, do this and see how people like it. And so when I came to Columbus, of course, they had Snaps and Taps back in the day. And I would get on the mic there in different places and when they would have open mic. I didn't get into the writing until 1998 when a mutual friend hooked me up with Joy Lynn. She says, hey, she has this book, and you do marketing, and see if what you guys can get together. And when I got her title, her very first title was Spiral Bound. She did it at Kinko's, and it was seven short stories told in a rhythmic fashion. It's not short poetry. It's actual stories. And she amazed me,
wow.
And I wanted to work with her. Yeah, and I wanted to work with her from there. And I didn't know anything about the was at the time in 98. I didn't, Terry. And she says, well, let's learn together. And that's what we did. And here we are. And as far as me going into television and radio, I'm originally from Anaheim, California. And I did a cruise here in like 2006, I believe. My girlfriend had won this Good Morning America cruise, and you could take 10 of your girlfriends and you could get away on the boat for a week. So she won. She called. She said, you want to go? I was like, oh, yeah, I want to go. That sounds lovely. Awesome. So got on the boat, and Good Morning America filmed every single day. And Gail King, Oprah Winfrey's best friend, they had a segment, and it was called How do you adjust when you lose a friend? And she interviewed me 2 days in a row, national television on Good Morning America, and I loved it. I loved it. And I said, I want to do this again, you know? So when the opportunity came up with Kahari to say, did I want to get back on television and do Bounce, and been doing it for the last 6 years, I love it.
Well, bless your heart. Well, do people have to come into your studio, or do you do like a Skype kind of interview?
I have done a Skype. I have, and that is a possibility. It's just, for me, it's crisper and cleaner when you can, you know, come into the studio and actually do the actual interview on site. But Skype has gotten so much better. I think they have a new program as well. Out there, better, that's supposed to be better than Skype. I haven't tried it yet, but I want to, because there are great people all over the world that I would love to interview, you know, and that would be the way to go, would be something like a Skype or something where you can, you know, actually see the person, and they don't have to be in studio.
Well,
so,
you know,
I've done,
man,
that.
This is really crazy. All of a sudden, I lost my co-host, okay, He's calling back in.
Oh.
You know, I'm just going to have to put it out there. When you came on and when you started talking about extraterrestrial, your radio show on Sundays, everything went askew. You know, I keep dropping off. My co-host Chris had dropped.
I lost you again.
Yep, we lost her again.
Oh, there you are, Chris. Okay. I didn't even realize we had you. This is awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think.
I just started a YouTube channel, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. I just started a YouTube channel, too, as well. And I put everything under the same – I try to brand it under the same name. So if you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, it is also – it's Getting Down to Earth. That was the name of my my online radio show was Getting Down to Earth, G-E-T-T, capital N, D-O-W-N, to Earth. Getting Down to Earth. Please subscribe. It's just 15 minutes of different me talking about different subjects. My daughters think I'm funny. I don't know.
Okay.
You have to tell me after you watch a few episodes. But but you know, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's serious. It's just whatever's on my mind. And I'm just excited. 2018 has brought a lot of new things, some fresh beginnings, fresh start, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what the rest of the year holds.
All right. Well, I just got a message from Terry. She wanted me to ask you, since you can't get back on the line, could you come back on August 3rd?
Yes, I can. Let her know absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm sure she'll figure that out, and of course I'm on board because I'm on board and stuff. So, tell everyone. She said tell everyone it's a date. So she did. She is listening, and she can hear you say that. So, August 3rd, and in the meantime, I will look you up on YouTube. I got a YouTube channel too, and I do videos all the time too. So,
Yeah. That would be great. You know, I'll even have you on. That would be awesome. So,
yeah,
yes,
that's nice.
August 3rd.
Yeah, I know. August 3rd. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with the radio show. So, you mentioned Oprah's friend Gayle King, but I missed some of that. Did you say you're friends with her?
No, she actually interviewed me. For Good Morning America, I was on a cruise, and it was a Good Morning America cruise. She wound up interviewing me for a section that when do you let a friend go? When do you, you know, how do you get over losing a good friend? And so that's why I got the taste for television. You know, I really enjoyed it. I thought I looked really good, you know.
Yeah.
You know, getting the opportunity to do Kahari for Your Last was right up my alley. It was right up my alley. And like I said, it's going into its sixth season, and so the people like it. They're enjoying it, and I really enjoy putting out that kind of information.
Yeah, I watched her on CBS this morning. Is she a nice lady? And you know, off camera.
Yeah, she was fabulous. Diane Sawyer, I got to meet her. They were all very, very personable. I haven't met too many celebrities who haven't been, actually. I've done some things in the music industry, traveled with Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Talib Kweli, and everybody has been really, really, really down to earth and great. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I've been in media for about 10 years, so I've not, you know, so I have my little history with that and stuff like that. So I understand the media business inside and out, even though, you know, I'm not like as far as like Oprah or Gail or Diane Sawyer. So, I understand that life. Yeah. So that's awesome. Yeah. Well, Tara sent me a thing, and I don't know what your political views are. So hopefully this don't offend you, but. She said, Terry said, hopefully Trump doesn't have his ears listening to our podcast with all the screws.
Okay. I hope not. No, we're not being tampered with.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what your political views are. I don't want to offend you, but yeah, we're not.
No offense.
Yeah.
I say that people who are easily offended walk in offense. I'm good. Nothing. You have pretty thick skin, Chris.
All right.
Just dealing with people.
Yeah.
Traveling.
I just didn't want,
traveling.
Yeah. I just didn't want to offend you. Like, maybe you voted for the guy, and you know, you think we're trying to attack you because you're a Trump supporter. Because we're.
No.
Okay.
I would like to sit down and ask him a few questions, though.
So you pretty much feel the way we do. Like, you don't understand why he's president. Is that what you're saying?
I really, really did not expect that. I thought that, you know, okay, he's a celebrity, he's a businessman. You know, I just never really thought that we would vote him into office. But then, you know, when you go back in the archives and you see when he was doing radio interviews in like the 80s and, you know, late 90s, and he was talking about if he ran for president and he would make it, and he did. I was like, wow. I mean, so at one point, you know, being the president of not just this United States, but anywhere, it was a prestigious position and a intellectual position, a position of empathy and care and intelligence, you know? And now I'm just thinking, well, hell, anybody can be president, you know?
Yeah.
If you have enough money to get on the campaign trail, hell, anybody at this point can be president. You don't have
to
go to Harvard.
Yeah,
or
you don't
Yale.
Have to go to Harvard. Yeah.
Decent grades in college.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Be well spoken
if you want
mine. Well studied. You know.
Yeah. So let me ask you. Like, I don't know if you've been following this, but I guess Roseanne Barr made a tweet about Valerie Jarrett. Have you been following that? Do you have an opinion about that?
I saw. Got the whole show canceled. Just got back on the air. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's okay to poke fun, but I don't know if it actually went too far. You know what I mean? Because we already know that she's a comedian, right? So when do you not say what you might think is funny? I mean, when do you can, and they'll tell you can say what you want, but there's consequences to it. And I'm like, so is that really free speech?
So did
think
it,
about
but
that.
Did it? Yeah, think about it, yeah. So, but did it offend you? Do you think she's racist? Did it offend you?
I wasn't offended because coming from the notion that she is a comedian, you know. What? I mean, if we scrutinize every little thing that people say, then we can all be racist. We can all be discriminatory. We can all be prejudiced, you know? And I think that we're living in a world now where people are so damn sensitive. You can hardly say anything to anyone, you know? And I think that it's a travesty because you can't really speak your mind. You can't really get off your heart what you want to get off your heart without being misunderstood or taken out of context or, you know, offending someone.
You know what I mean? Can we just have an intelligent conversation? Can we just discuss some things and nobody walks away from the table mad? Guess what? It's okay if we don't have the same views across the board on everything. That's the beauty of being human, that we all don't think alike. We're not supposed to. What excitement would that be, you know, if you have a bored mind? I think that people need to just get a thicker skin and don't be so damn offended by everything that someone says. And for me to cancel her show, I think they went too far. You know, she came out, she apologized, whatever, what have you. It's Roseanne. We already know her history. People are going to talk about you. I think that people are going to talk about you, whether you do good, whether you do bad. It doesn't matter. They're going to talk about you. So it's up to you. Yeah. What are you going to do about it? Do you care? Roseanne doesn't pay any of that woman's bills. Okay? Why does she care? Guess what, Valerie? You might actually be doing something right. I would have brushed it off.
I know. I was kind of offended, and I kind of understand why her show got canceled. And she said that, you know, she did a YouTube video, and she said that she didn't know that the bitch, you know, I'm quoting her, she didn't know that the bitch was white. So I don't, you know, she thought the bitch was white is what she said. Excuse me.
Right.
So if that's the case, then you know, maybe she's not racist. I just think maybe she went too far. I mean, I that's what I think. But I'm not a black person, so I can't really speak for them.
You know, comedians say raunchy stuff all the time. I mean, I don't know. I guess people talk every day. I guess I'm just not that interested in what somebody else has to say about me. You know what I mean? Because I know who I am. You know, I know my heart and my character. So you can say whatever you want. It's not going to not – yeah, I'm going to still eat. I'm going to still be who I am. And let everybody else look at you like you're crazy, you know? And they did, because they surely canceled her show. I thought it was pretty unfair for the rest of her co-workers. You know what I mean? They had just come back. Well, everything was going good. She had the highest views for the first, you know, for her first time back. And I just think that she did a disservice to her co-stars.
Well, they're bringing the show back just without her. Do you think that's fair?
Yep. Maybe that's what they should have did in the first place, not cancel the whole show. But if they were going to reprimand her or punish her for her words, then get her off. They switch characters on shows all the time. Put a new mom in. But don't punish the co-workers. You know what I mean? They didn't do it.
They're bringing the show back, and they're just not letting her do it. And a lot of, you know, she's got lots of supporters and lots of people who don't think she said anything wrong. I just think it was the wrong thing to say. I don't remember what exactly she tweeted, but she basically said that Muslim Brotherhood, if Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, it would be called BJ. But you don't find that offensive.
What I'm saying is, she's a comedian. She thought it was funny. It might have been in poor taste to Valerie or to the other people. But what I'm saying is, I think that we need to remember the people that we're dealing with. Now, we got a man in office right now, POTUS, who said grabbing women's pussies was the thing to do. But he's in office. He hasn't been impeached. I say treason for Trump. He's still in office. So we're going to punish the little people who don't make policy and procedure, but we're not going to punish the person who's actually running an entire country and in collusion with some Russians. You see where I'm going? So where are our priorities? Where are the priorities? See, our priorities are messed up, Chris. Because I can excuse Rosie. She has made her money by being a comedian. That's what she does. And if you look at her history, then you'll see before. I can't remember the incident, but she had an incident before. So when you know who you're dealing with, you don't get that offended by it. Because it's not going to make or break you. But when you got somebody running an entire country and responsible for millions of people, and you are throwing the whole United States under the bus, then guess what, Chris? Our priorities are not in order. That's my problem.
Yeah, I'm not. I agree.
Versus
you know,
the president.
I do agree that he shouldn't be president. But you know, there again, he has so many supporters and so many people who defend him. I think that's why he, you know, I think that's why he's so powerful.
Chris, you got all these people supporting. This man. Okay, we could sit here and go through a plethora of wrongs that he's done and he's said and whatnot. Okay, but we have not punished him. We have not impeached him. He has not been held accountable for any of the remarks he's made. Where are our priorities? When you got someone who is running the country versus someone who is a comedian, and that's what she's done and that's how she's made her living, I think we need to rethink some things in this country.
All right, Earth. Well, I'm getting a message from Carrie, and she wants us to thank you for coming on, and we're gonna interview you again on August 3rd. And she wants me to say hello to one of our listeners from Nebraska, Kelly. And, you know, it's been nice. It's been nice talking to you. Like I said, this is all unplanned. And I just had the Roseanne thought in my mind, so that's why I brought it up.
Oh, yeah. No problem. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I look forward to speaking with you all again on August the 3rd.
All right.
Your heart's broken. You sit around moping, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays a fool. Ooh. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do. And there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Than any ocean, it clouds your mind with emotion. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be true. I wanna tell you this, for everybody plays a fool. Ooh.
actual lady crew. Sometimes